You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll talk about turkey, Thanksgiving, and whether or not the bird is the word that we need for our holiday meal. First, lawmakers are debating a Foxconn-style incentive package for the Kimberly-Clark Corporation. The paper product company announced in January that they were planning on closing two facilities in the Neenah area. Since then, unions and local officials have been advocating for ways to get the company to stay. The state's budget committee heard testimony on a proposed incentive package yesterday. Laurel White is the state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Laurel, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
So what happened in this hearing yesterday, Laurel?
So this was an interesting opportunity. It was the first time that lawmakers and reporters and other members of the public got this sort of public forum for input on the Kimberly-Clark incentive package. It had gone through committees previously, way back when the legislature was in session. It feels like years ago, but it was just several months ago. And so this was a time where people could come and testify about the bill. We heard from a large number of Kimberly-Clark employees who interestingly fell on both sides of the issue. There were some employees saying, please approve this incentive package. Kimberly-Clark is a great place to work and I want to continue working there. And then there was another side of the argument from Kimberly-Clark employees, at least one woman who testified saying, I don't want to encourage this sort of behavior from companies. She called it corporate greed and said that there are plenty of jobs in Wisconsin. And if Kimberly-Clark needs this kind of incentive from the state, they don't need to stay here.
Now, we've got this incentive plan. The assembly, as I understand, passed it. It's proportionally similar per job to what is being paid to Foxconn. Mm-hmm. The Senate never took it up, right? And that is the question mark now.
That's right. It's really down to the state Senate right now. We know that if it gets to Governor Walker's desk, he's going to sign it because he's the one that proposed it initially. The hangup in the state Senate is that there have been a number of Senate Republicans who have said that they're opposed to the incentive package for a variety of reasons. Those reasons include their concern that it's setting sort of a precedent following the Foxconn deal that Wisconsin is going to continue to offer this sort of incentive package to any company that comes calling. And then there are others that are just more kind of fundamentally and philosophically opposed to this sort of state involvement. They call it a government handout to give an incentive like this to a company. So we know for sure there are three Republican senators that have voiced their opposition publicly so far. Republicans can only lose two votes. So either the Republican leader of the state Senate is going to have to get some of those previous no votes on their side, or they're going to have to reach out to Democrats to get them to pass this out of the Senate.
So there was this hearing. What happens next, Laurel?
So what happens next is it has to pass this committee. So they hold a vote on it, and then it could go to the Senate floor. But I don't believe that those steps are going to take place until leadership knows that they have enough votes to pass it. There's really no reason to take it to the floor if they know they don't have the support. So I think it's just sort of back to the negotiation table and seeing what they can do to convince these no votes to come to the other side.
I'm sure this won't be the last conversation we have about this. Laurel, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is the state capitol reporter of Wisconsin Public Radio News. She joined us to talk about incentives lawmakers are considering for the Kimberly-Clark Corporation. We'll take a deeper dive into the Kimberly-Clark story tomorrow when we talk to Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson. Now, Thanksgiving is just 7 days away. According to the National Turkey Federation, 88% of Americans eat turkey on Thanksgiving. They also estimate that 44 million turkeys were consumed on Thanksgiving last year. But here's the $64,000 question we're posing today. Can you still have Thanksgiving dinner without the turkey? Model and author Chrissy Teigen says, darn straight you can. When asked what she prefers over turkey, she tweeted, lamb, ham, chicken, dog food, cardboard box, shoelace, dead flowers, concrete, rubber, wicker, candle wax, really anything. The Wall Street Journal picked up on that with a pro-con piece by a couple of writers, Matthew Kronsberg and Elizabeth Dunn. Matt says without turkey, Thanksgiving is just Thursday. Elizabeth says turkey is boring. If it was a day of the week, it'd be Tuesday. They're both freelance journalists in New York who write about food for the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, and elsewhere. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
And Liz, thanks. Welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's dig into this controversial topic. Let's start with you, Elizabeth. Make the case, the contrary case, against Turkey.
Yeah, so I think over the years, I've had so many conversations with friends and colleagues and family members in the weeks leading up to Thanksgiving where they say, oh, God, not turkey again. You know, I don't want to cook it. It always turns out dry. You know, they blame themselves that it was dry. I didn't find the right recipe, or I didn't get the right turkey, or I forgot it in the oven. And, you know, turkey is not, as it turns out, really original, or, you know, originally in the first Thanksgiving, it was not the centerpiece of the meal anyway. Wild turkey was probably involved, but, you know, it wasn't sort of their one protein that they ate. And I just sort of thought, why not, you know, if you really don't enjoy turkey, if you don't want to cook it, you know, why not go for a meat or, you know, any kind of a centerpiece that you're really going to enjoy?
Now, Matt, make the case that Thanksgiving without turkey isn't quite Thanksgiving.
Well, I think that the holiday sort of transcends a little bit the food that's on the table. It's become about, along with just expressions of gratitude, it's about ritual and this sort of accumulation of sense memory, of the way it smells, of who carves it and who gets, you know, who goes in and gets the tailpiece before anybody else. And I think that if you go and take that away, you sort of upend this entire constellation of behaviors and attitudes, and the side dishes are suddenly out of whack, you know, compared to, they're all sort of built around being piled on top of the turkey. And if you take that away, everything else kind of can go flying off into the ether as well.
Now, Liz, what do you recommend if people want to not go the turkey route? What are your top choices to replace it with?
So I gave four options, and my favorite, and the one that I was most enthusiastic about, was a wild seafood. And the reason why is because, you know, America has just spectacular wild fish, and we end up exporting a lot of it because we don't buy enough of it domestically. And, you know, if Thanksgiving was originally about celebrating wild bounty, well, this is the one wild food that many of us still have in our diet. So it's a good opportunity if we're, you know, sort of giving thanks for the natural world and what it gives us, you know, to think about fish. So the fish I specifically recommended was a black sea bass, but you can ask the local fishmonger, you know, what's going to be a large fish that's sustainable and, you know, fits your different criteria. And I also gave three others, one of which was a country ham. We can go into more detail on that if people are interested. Bison, a rib roast of wild buffalo or bison. And the fourth was the vegetarian option, which is to sort of cut open a very large squash and fill it with a special stuffing. So for people who don't eat meat, want to eat less meat, that provides sort of a show-stopping alternative.
And Matt, we found an older piece you'd written where you had pursued alternatives to turkey on Thanksgiving. By now, though, it left you, I don't know, hollow. What went wrong when you went with these other options?
Well, we all try and you know, go through experimental phases in our youths, and you know, this happened. And honestly, you know, I'll say that when we did it, and I felt much the same way that Liz did. That, you know, sometimes you do look at it and we do the same thing over and over, and what can we do to change it up and make it exciting? And the things that we found were fantastic. There was a smoked goose and quail and pheasant from Beloit, Wisconsin. But still, somehow you come out of the dinner and there isn't all of that crispy skin. There isn't that tryptophan, you know, loginess at the end of it. And the next day, you still kind of end up craving turkey. And I think you can come up with a great dinner for Thanksgiving evening, but if you don't do a turkey, you sort of end up missing it.
We're talking about Thanksgiving dinner and if it really has to include the turkey on the table. Matt Kronsberg and Liz Dunn are freelance journalists in New York. They write about food for The Wall Street Journal and elsewhere. They had a pro-con on Thanksgiving turkey in The Wall Street Journal. Matt says you can't separate Thanksgiving from turkey. Liz says we can take it off the holiday table, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Thanksgiving turkey, hot or not? Will you be eating turkey next week? Are you going to be making it? Do you anticipate making and eating it, or do you dread the chore, the labor of making the turkey? If you're not going with turkey, what are you subbing in for it? What is going to be on the table? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you coming up on Central Time.